Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Revelle, and this is Value Side for Thursday, November 4. For all of our podcasts, articles, references, and charts, visit ValueSide.com. Well, today, it's three stumbles and a fall. That, plus today's economic reports, as well as corporate earnings, coming right up. Well, with all the hoopla yesterday, it's easy to forget what really happened. There was, after all, new highs for all the major indexes and averages, and if I recall correctly, that puts us at well over 50 new highs for this year. There was also the masterful orchestration of the new policy direction for the Federal Reserve. As I commented yesterday, it was a well-made sale, as Jerome Powell and the rest of the members of the Fed had for weeks now prepared us for yesterday's decision. And it's that decision that we may have lost sight of. Yesterday, the Fed took their very first step in reducing stimulus and starting on the road to tighter monetary conditions. Long term, this will not be a positive development for the financial markets. At some point, the markets will realize the tighter money, in this case meaning both higher interest rates and less direct investments, will reduce liquidity and thereby constrict the funds available for investment. Unfortunately, everyone has overlooked that right now, but at some point, we will all notice. What's really interesting about all this is that this was the third major indication that things are likely to get a little tougher for markets going forward. And all three indicators have happened within the last couple of weeks. First, there was the miss by three out of the top five companies in their earnings reports. While Microsoft and Alphabet Google reported solid results, there were bad misses by Facebook, Apple Computer, and Amazon. In fact, Amazon's results were especially poor, missing top-line revenue by about 50%. So market leadership is stumbling. The final indication that things are getting tougher was the preliminary report on the nation's third quarter GDP. It clearly shows that the economy is slowing and slowing rapidly. After two successive quarters in which the economy grew at better than 6%, that's about double our current trend, GDP took a tumble and showed growth of only slightly over 2%. That's like going from 60 miles an hour to 20 in the span of just 12 weeks. And it does not portend good things for our immediate economic future. In fact, down at the Atlanta Fed, their GDP model, which is a much more current model, indicates that the economy is barely growing at all, a growth rate of merely one-half of 1%. That's stumble number three. Put this all together, a tightening Fed, poor earnings by three out of the five market leaders, and a GDP declining by two-thirds, and you have three big caution flags. And that's something to think about. Now, in economic news overnight, we continue our turn around the world with the Purchasing Managers Index. In Europe, we see mostly lower PMI, with Spain, Italy, France, and Germany all reporting lower. Not to be left out, however, we did continue to see a strong Asian trend with a higher Purchasing Manager Index reported late last night by Japan. Moving closer to home, Challenger will report their latest number of job cuts in just a little bit. Wall Street is looking for higher cuts here in October. Never a good sign. And then hold your hats. We'll get the September trade deficit. And speaking of records, estimates are this will be a record $80 billion plus, eclipsing August's trade deficit, which was the prior record, by over 10%. This is not good news, folks. We are on track to have a $1 trillion trade deficit this year as we send our hard-earned wealth over to our competitors, countries like China. Also up today will be the latest measure of our nation's productivity and initial claims for unemployment. Reporting their earnings so far this morning has been vaccine maker Moderna. Stock is currently trading down in the pre-market, while Uber Technology is trading higher on their results. scheduled for a little later this morning are payments company Square and Airbnb. And with a couple of hours to go looking over at the futures market, stocks futures are currently mixed, oil and gold are higher, while bonds and cryptos are down. And that's TheValueSide.com for Thursday, November 4. For all our podcasts, articles, references, and charts, visit TheValueSide.com. I'm David Revelle. Please join me in praying that our country may get back to work.